Just kind of curious, we're talking about wild-type disease, Leora, but where does liquid biopsy fit in? Do you have patients like this sometimes where it's difficult to get adequate tissue? And how do you approach interpretation of liquid biopsies in this kind of situation?
I think it's reasonable to do a liquid biopsy, depending on how long it's going to take for your tissue testing to come back. At our institution, tissue testing comes back within 7 to 10 days, so a liquid biopsy takes around the same amount of time. The problem with the liquid biopsy is if it's positive, it's useful. If it's negative, it's not useful. And there are still some patients who will be positive in liquid and then negative on tissue, although not as commonly. And the idea is that the liquid can give you a better idea of the whole milieu of the tumor. So if he had something that was detected on liquid, it would be helpful. But if the liquid biopsy was negative, it may just be that the patient wasn't shedding enough circulating free DNA for that to be detected in the liquid biopsy.
Just kind of curious, though, kind of beyond the question of whether they're actionable mutations, can liquid biopsies inform about whether a tumor is a non-squamous or squamous, Leora?
So the liquid biopsy is not going to give you the napsin and the P40, but on the other hand, we wouldn't expect to see EGFR, ALK, ROS1 in a squamous cell patient unless they were a never smoker. So it could potentially help there. P53 is going to show up in both. BRAF or MET exon 14 can show up in both, so it depends on what mutation you end up detecting of whether or not it could help you or not.
You said BRAF and exon 14, you can see that in squamous?
You can. BRAF has been reported in squamous, and so have MET exon 14.
And they respond to targeted therapy?
The BRAF has been reported to respond. I don't know about the MET exon 14 skipping mutations.
Well, that's really interesting.